Kim Weavers, Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and your monthly board meeting this week, Kim, featured a big shot from Wall Street. A high roller came down to see you.
Yes, Larry Fink, who is the head of BlackRock, the firm that manages our four equity and bond funds, came. We do an annual investment review to make sure that the manager is doing things the way we want them to be done, that they're trying to meet the index that we're targeting as opposed to trying to beat it. And Mr. Fink came, and it was quite interesting hearing his remarks. He talked sort of broadly about retirement in the United States, but he started his remarks by saying none of this really applies to our participants because with FERS or CSRS or with the military with a 20-year retirement system, we all have fairly good retirement plans, and many of the issues facing others in the private sector don't really apply to federal employees, which was an interesting perspective to have.
You know, another thing that's interesting that you mentioned, Kim, is the idea that you only want BlackRock to meet and not beat the indexes of the of what the funds track. I wonder why that's so important.
Because to beat the index, you're going to have to take on increased risk.
I see.
Which is fine if you're on the upside, but not so much if you're on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
And so BlackRock tends to specialize in index funds where you're tracking a specific index. And there is a real art and science to it. When you're doing something like the S&P 500, BlackRock, can own pretty much, I think every stock in the S&P 500 in the proportion that it's weighted in the index. That's relatively, and I'm saying this with complete naive confidence, that's relatively simple in the money manager world. Where it gets a lot more difficult is in the small cap, the S fund, because there are such small stocks represented in that index that they don't trade very often. And so to buy all of the stocks would be fairly expensive and not necessarily worth it. So they have very sophisticated models that are very proprietary to each firm about how they buy groups of stocks that are representative of how a certain sector is going to move. So it saves in terms of the transaction costs of having to buy every single stock. And it's the same in the F fund with the corporate bonds, where they're not buying every single bond that's in the index because many of them are very difficult to get. But they're modeling what bonds move sort of in concert with each other and how many of those to buy to get the right weighting to meet the index.
And it's one of the things that's, you know, it's BlackRock's charge to keep the fees as low as possible, to keep it as simple as possible, and yet they still have a fair amount of complexity, it sounds like, they have to be able to provide in order to do what they have to do to create these indexes.
Yes, it's remarkably complex. Their side of it is remarkably complex. For our participants, all they need to know is that there are five index funds, and here's what the index that they are tracking. So on the participant side of it, it is sort of a clear choice between the five funds. Behind the scenes, however, it is not simple at all.
What kinds of information does BlackRock present in an annual review like this, Kim?
They explain who is managing their portfolio, how they're doing it, what, in a very general sense, the modeling that I just talked about, they describe that. They give us a history of their what's called the tracking error, which means how closely or not closely they're matching the specific index for each fund. And so for each of the four funds that they manage, the C, the S, the I, and the F funds, we walk through that for each fund. And this is the third year I've heard this, and every year I learn something new. I find it quite interesting.
You also had an investment consultant there to talk about the life cycle funds. Why do you need an investment consultant if you have BlackRock managing C, S, I, and F?
Because what BlackRock is doing is managing the funds to the index, right? Again, for the C fund, it's the S&P 500. So what they're worried about is making sure that they can meet what the returns of the S&P 500 day in and day out. What they don't do is decide, okay, for the L2050 fund, what proportion of our five underlying funds should we allocate? So, for example, our 2050 fund is roughly 90% equities when it starts, and then as it moves forward in time, it'll trend down to about 20% equities. So what that asset allocation is and how it resets over time is what our investment consultant works with us on. And what they're looking at is actual participant data. So they look at our specific participants, and they model, again, there's, you know, modeling is very big in this world. They model different participants. So here's someone who would be in the 2030 fund, and that's what the presentation from them looked at. All right, here's a participant who would be reasonably invested in the 2030 fund. Here's what he or she can expect as a replacement ratio, the amount of money they'll get back when they retire from the TSP, and is that a reasonable return for the risk incurred? And what they look at, they do what's called, and I've learned all these fancy words, stochastic modeling, and they do about 1,000 different scenarios where they look, okay, if we increased the C fund, what happens? If we increase the I fund, what happens? And what they're looking for is an increase in return without a marked increase in risk, because you can get, you know, huge returns, but obviously your risk goes way up. And that's not necessarily beneficial to the participant either. So those are all the issues that they look at. And last year, for the first time, they had recommended that we change some of the proportionality between the G fund and the F fund, which we did at the beginning of 2014. This year, they did not make any asset allocation change recommendations. So the asset allocation that we have now for the various funds will remain the same.
So their functionality as a consultant, Kim, is just to recommend what you should do as the TSP and not to actually touch any of the allocations or anything themselves. That's still all done by your hands.
Because our board and our executive director remain the fiduciaries for the fund, so that anyone who works for us is making a recommendation to the board and the executive director. They are the fiduciaries who have to operate solely in the interest of our participants. And so they could recommend anything, but the fiduciaries are the ones who bring to bear their knowledge and experience in making that decision.
Well, the things were a little rotten for most of this month, and we'll get numbers for the full month here in just a couple of days. I thought I might have something positive to talk about, and now I look at CNBC this afternoon, and I see that it's another rough day on Wall Street today. So we'll just cross our fingers that the next couple of days are good so we get some good November numbers, Kim.
It would be nice. It certainly would. Makes everyone feel better.